So tonight we're going to discuss the nature of the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. We're going to discuss the machlokas between the Briska Rav and his nephew, the Rav. The shir is based on a shir by Rav Bednarsh, which you can find on YU Torah. The format's going to take, we're going to start off by the Briska Rav's talks, mentions about 6 points to try to support his position. We'll see how then the Rav's position, then we'll go and try to knock off those points from the Briska Rav, and we'll end off with two points in terms, if you learn like Rav Soloveitchik, how they're both Rav Soloveitchik, if you learn like the Rav, how the Beis Yosef would understand the Yerushalmi or Pesach of the Lichas Bas Yisrael at the end. Okay, so let's start off with the source one. It's a Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Tes. So the Mishnah said that a Megillah needs to be written Al Sefer Ubudyo, has to be written on cloth and with black ink. So the Gemara asked Minalan, how do we know that? So Asya Ksiva Ksiva. So they say we learned this then from Gzeris Shav. Ksiv Hacha Vatichtav Esther Hamalka. In the Megillah it mentions the word Vatichtav, you know. And then also in Yirmiyahu, Uksiv Hasam Vayomulahem Baruch, this is Baruch Ben Neria, said Mipiv, from the mouth of Yirmiyahu, Yikra Eli et kol hadvarim ha'ela, he dictated to me all these things. Vani, and I wrote them down, Katav al sefer b'dyo, and I wrote them down on a cloth with Joe.
This is the deed, right?
This is this is Megillas Eicha. This is the which basically they brought to the king, and then the king ripped it up and threw it in the fire. So the Briska Rav asks in source 2, he says, why do we need the Gzeirah Shava Ksiva Ksiva? It says, V'halo Pasuk Zeh, Devani Kosef Et Sefer B'diyo Al Ksuvim Nemar. It's written on Ksuvim, it's Megillah Secha. And who din hanemar al kol kisvei hakodesh she'enam nichtavim rak al sefer b'dyo. All this halacha applies to all kisvei hakodesh, have to be written with on klaf and b'dyo. So he asks, v'lam le'yofusum yuchedes al megillas Esther. So if that's the case, that you have this general rule that kisvei hakodesh has to be written with sefer b'dyo, why do we need a new limud of ksiva ksiva to learn that halacha for Esther? Why wasn't the general rule applicable? So that's question number one. Three. This is a Rambam in Hilchos Megillah, Perek Bet. And the Rambam's talking there how a Megillah should be written. And he brings down our halacha again. Ein kosen sa Megillah ela b'diyo, al gvil or al klaf, kesefer Torah. It has to be written, b'diyo and klaf. And second line, they need sirtut. And then it says, ve'ein ha'or shel atzorach, it's ibud lishma, ibda lishma. It doesn't need this tanning process, which it's going to need, but it doesn't have that tanning process. Doesn't need to be done lishma. Haisek tuva on the yar or she'enu ubad. But if it's just on paper, or if it didn't even have ibud, then osha kasu goy omen psula. Then it's puzzle. So it needs dio, and it needs klaf, and it needs sirtud, and it needs ibud. It just doesn't need ibud lishma. So yes, why? Why? You know, what's why is that special halacha apply to Megillas Esther? What's so special about that one? With that one halacha. Question number three that the Briska Rav points out. It says in the next source, Maseches Megillah Daf Tezayin, that we know that the Megillah has a certain format in order to be written. We know when it gets down to the end, when it talks about the sons of Haman, so we know that the Vav in the Vaisasa is elongated, is large. And we also know it's written in two columns, Shariach Agabe Ariach, Levena Agabe Levena. There's a special format to write Megillas Esther. So source 5, the Magen Mishnah already brings this question, and he says, why doesn't the Rambam in Hilchos Megillah bring down these halachas? how a Megillah should be written. Why didn't the Rambam bring this halacha of how to write, you know, big vav and write them in two columns? So that's our question number three. Question number four, source six. Maseches Megillah Daf Ches, and says that it's talking about a Megillah. A Megillah ain't a matayah say a dayim at yichtu b'ktav ashuris. Tumas Yadayim is the code word for Kisvei HaKodesh. We know that the Chachamim were mitaking that Kisvei HaKodesh can be matame say a dayim, because the people were keeping saying Kisvei HaKodesh is holy and Truma is holy, so they used to keep their truma in the Aron next to the Kisvei HaKodesh, and then the mice used to come and then nibble on the truma, which they can do, but also start nibbling on the Sefer Torah. So in order to prevent that and not to play, so they were saying that Kisvei HaKodesh can be tamei asei adayim. So he says that's only true if it's written b'ksav ashuris, and he quotes a pasuk to sibay k'chsavam uchel shonam. So we see that in order to be considered Kisvei HaKodesh, that needed to be B'Ktav Ashuris. However, in Source 7, Megillah Daf Yud Ches, the Gemara mentions that Giftis L'Giftim, Ivris L'Ivrim, Ilamis L'Ilmim, Yavanis L'Ivanim Yatza. If you have a foreigner, right, a Frenchman can read the Megillah in French. So wait a second, how could a Frenchman read the Gemara in that foreign language, in French, if we just said the Megillah has to be written in Ashuris?
This language or stuff?
I think most, there might be a machal, but I think most are understanding it's not vayihi, you know, it's not going to be translated, you're right, it's not going to say, we're not going to give our translation of, in the time, Aleph, Yud, Nun, in, you know, the, you know, would be, you know, in.
No, I mean the other way.
What?
When I say ksav, if you say it's a ksav.
Ashuris,
you know, Giftis, let's say.
Oh, Ksav Giftis, right? So it's French.
So then it's Hebrew, but written in Giftis characters.
No, that's not that.
Right.
But how do you have in Giftis? It's just Ksav Ashuris is the Hebrew type.
No.
How do you have a different source? So this Giftis Begifta, I understood it as meaning it's a French Megillah. It's like the French translation of Megillus Esther, written in.
So what is that? How does that contradict the source before that?
Because it has to be written. We said in Ashuris. Ashuris is Hebrew.
No.
Ashuris is Hebrew language, like the Ksav that we have on our own Sefer Torah. So if a Frenchman can read, he's not reading. He's not opening up a Megillah that says Vayhi b'meach Hashverosh in Ksav Ashuris, and then reading in. That's Baal Peh.
The Gemara Daf Yud Ches is about what you yotze with. Mm-hmm. The Gemara Daf Ches is about what's Matame Sayadai.
Okay, excellent.
They're not the same halacha.
Excellent. Okay, so that's what, say it again. They're not the same halacha. Meaning, excellent. And this is what the excellent. So this is what the, and then we'll go back to answer our previous three questions. So the Brisker Rav is saying there's two separate things. To say something is Kisvei HaKodesh, that has to be written be Ksav Ashuris. To be Yotzei a Megillah, it doesn't have to be Kisvei HaKodesh. It just has to be a Megillah. It has to be it's for Pesumei Nisa. Has to tell the story, Pesumei Nisa. So if it tells it in a French language, that's okay. Because you don't need to read Kisvei HaKodesh, you know, on Megillah night and Megillah day. We just have to read the story, and the story can't say it Baal Peh. So it has to, story has to be written down. So it can be written down, and we can fill it that way, but it doesn't have to be read b'tor Kisvei HaKodesh.
Right. Okay.
So then let's go back to the first. If that is what the Brisker Rav is going to say. So then you go back to the three questions. So you know what he says. In order, all Kisvei HaKodesh needs klaf and dio, but. For a Megillah, right? We don't need to read Kisvei HaKodesh. So you might have thought it doesn't need, dio and a klaf. So the Gzeres HaKodesh comes and teach you, Ksiva, that no, the Megillah that does need a klaf and dio. Second one was ibud. Really, to be Kisvei HaKodesh, you need ibud lishma. But a Megillah is not Kisvei HaKodesh, and therefore it doesn't need ibud lishma. And the third joint, the vav in vaisasa. So you're right. If you're writing Esther b'Torah, a kisrei Torah in Tanakh, you're going to have to write it a special way with a big vav, and you're going to have to write it in two columns. But if you're just writing, Megillas Esther, the Chefza of Megillas Esther that you have to read in order to be yotze your mitzvah that night, it doesn't have to be written. It doesn't need kedushas kisrei kodesh, and you can write it without the vav and without the two columns, and therefore it doesn't have to ashuris. Yeah, that's going to be kisrei kodesh. But for us, we can write it. A French can read it in French and be yotze because it doesn't need kisrei kodesh. What's his source in the Gemara?
But in French, it still has to be written on a cloth.
Correct, because of the drasha of ksiva. Correct. So then, source 8, the Mishkura focuses on the Megillah Dav Zayin, the sheet of Shmuel. Shmuel says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Esther ain't a matamase adayim. Shmuel's opinion that Esther does not have the status of Tanakh, was never canonized. Doesn't have the status of Kisvei HaKodesh. Lememra, the Sava Shmuel, Esther la Baruch HaKodesh Nemra. Va'amar Shmuel. But Shmuel said Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra. So how can you say that it's not Kisvei HaKodesh? So he gives a very enigmatic answer. He says, Nemra Likros, Velo Nemra Lichtov. It was said to be written, to be read, but it wasn't be said to be written down. What does that mean? So you look in the Ritva. How does he explain that line in the Gemara? He explains Shmuel the following way. Veishlam with the Shmuel Hachikama. Shalom Nitna Likasev Bechal Sifrei HaKodesh. It wasn't given to write Esther to be included in Sifrei HaKodesh. Just as Shmuel says, it's not Kisrei HaKodesh. It's not part of Tanakh. But Achei Kamosa Lematamei Teidaim. So it's not Matamei Teidaim. It's not part of Tanakh. However, Avam Mikol Makom, it has to be written down. Mikol Makom Nitna Likasev. It has to be written down. Shloti Al Peh Valkor Al Peh Lo Yotza. Because you can't just say the story Purim night Baal Peh. So it has to be written down. But it's being written down, as a chetz of the mitzvah to be mekayim the story of the Pesumei Nisa and the mitzvah story of Purim night, but it wasn't written down as a Kisvei HaKodesh. So
as Dio and Sirtut, etc.
Excuse me.
But it still requires
from other limudim, from other limudim.
Hard shita.
So we who we argue, let's say on we hold the Chamina Maskan the Gemara that Esther is part of Tanakh, but still the Briscoe Rav Hev. Okay, so that part of Shmuel, Maskan argued on, but Shmuel made two statements. It's not part of Tanakh, but also then when it comes to the midst of on Megillah, you don't have to read Tanakh, of course, because it's not part of Tanakh. So that second part he still agreed with. It's just the first part about it's not part of Tanakh that the Maskana got rid of, but the mitzvah is only something has to be written down. The story has to be written down to be read, but it's not. You're not reading Kisvei HaKodesh. He in his own words in 10, Dehine Matzinu Trei Dine Ksiva B'Megillah. This is the Briscoe Rav. There's two din. Chada. So if you wanted to write Esther as part of Tanakh, so again, it would have to be, with Ksav Ashuris, and it would have to be with Ibid Lashma, and it would have to be with the Bav and the two columns, all those things. V'sheinit, ikadin musuyam shel kivas Megillah. But it's a separate thing when it comes to Purim, and you need a chetzah mitzvah to read from, that you also need a ksiva, but that has nothing to do with ksiva, the first ksiva. The din ksivas Megillah hu dova achir lagamre sheino shrach klal din ksiva shel kisrei kodesh. And he says later on, kol ikar din ksivasa hu rak din ksivas Megillah shelo yehei kikorei al peh. That's why you're writing it down. Aval ein ze shaych le din ksiva shel kisrei kodesh. He explains one more source, and then we'll finish with the point, the sixth point of the Briscoe Rav. So you wanted to explain in source 11. At 12 and 13, that this also happened. You see, this happened historically because you see that in Megillas Esther in Perek Tet, It says Vayichtov Mordechai, right? At the Dvarim Ha'ela, and you look in Rashi. What is it? Vayichtov Mordechai. He haMegillah Hazot Kamochihi. Our exact Megillah is what Mordechai wrote and sent out, right? Vayimim Ha'ela Niskarim, and it says Niskarim BeKriyas haMegillah, and the people at that time read that, you know, read that Megillah that Mordechai sent out. And however, in 12 and 13, you look in the Gemara Masechet Bava Basra Daf Tesvav. It says Anshe Knesses Hagdola Kisu Yecheskel and Treyasar and Daniel and Megillas Esther. And Rashi comments there. Why did Yecheskel write it down himself? So he says, maybe the nevuah that's written outside of Chutz Arts can't be written by Kisvei HaKodesh. It can't be canonized. So they rewrote them right when they came. Anshei Knesset Gedolos were in Eretz Yisrael. V'chein Sefer Daniel, and that's why Daniel, which was outside of Eretz Yisrael, she'a begola, v'chein Megillas Esther. Treyasar is a separate reason, but. So therefore you had the time, even though Mordechai was part of the Anshei Knesset Hagdola, you know, for those few years, you know, afterwards he's still there. It's not until you get Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, Zerubbabel, and Mordechai all there in, you know, in Yerushalayim, you know, there were years that they read Megillas Esther, I guess, but it wasn't canonized. It wasn't Petorus Kisrei HaKodesh. So that's how, those were the points of the Brisker Rav. Clear? Okay. So now let's see what Rav Soloveitchik, what is he? So he's actually going to say that no, that the, he's going to argue with that point and says no, that the our mitzvah to read on Purim night, Megillas Esther, it's betorat a kriyat Kisvei HaKodesh, it's a kriya, it's a Talmud Torah, betzibur, it's a kriya, betzibur of Kisvei HaKodesh, of Megillas Esther in its full. Kedusha. So where does he like it's Torah? It's Kriya Satorah. So how? Where does he see that? So he sees that. Let's look at source 14. There's a Mishnah in Megillah Daf Chaf Gimel that was mentioning the things that all the things that you need a minyan for. So it says, "Ein ovin lefeya teva." If you need chazar sashatz, you need a minyan. Vein nosin as a kapeim. If you want a duchen, you need a minyan. Vein koren b'torah. Vein maftin b'navi. You don't have kriyas haTorah unless you have. You don't take a, you know, unless you have a minyan. And all these other things. All these other things that it lists. However, in source 15, Megillah Daf Hei, so the Gemara brings down a machlokas between Rav and Rav Asi. Rav says that there are times when a Megillah does not, if it's read bismana, you don't need, you know, on the proper day, you don't need a minyan. But Rav Asi, however, says, arguing, says, bain bismana, bain shalom bismana, ba'asara. And many Rishonim, you know, learn this, li'ikuva. It's machlokas Rishonim. But he's saying that, no, Rav Asi says, Megillah always needs a minyan. So then the question is, if according to Rav Asi, Megillah always needs a minyan, why isn't it on the, why isn't it on the list? Why is it on the list? And that's the question of the Ran. Amayla Chashu Mikra Megillah v'amayla Masvinan Mineila Rav Asi. This is the Ran of Megillah Daf Hei. So a Rishon, this is the main Raya of the Rav. He Kasav Rabbeinu Shatz Mipnei Shizel Tamashol Rav Asi. The Mishnah and the Mishnah in Megillah Daf Chav Gimel that lists the things that you need a minyan for is not a question on Rav Asi. It's actually the proof. It's the basis of Rav Asi's reason for saying that Megillah always needs 10. Why? The Amma Bein Bizma Bein Shulam is Masar. Why? The Kasava Rav Asi is of the opinion the Bechlal Torah V'Navihu Kriyas HaMegillah is Kriyas HaTorah. Right? And it's already on the list. It's Kriyas Koron Batorah is already on the list. So it doesn't have to put Megillah on the list, because Kriyas HaTorah is already on the list. And Megillah is just a form of Kriyas HaTorah. So that's why he says it's a form of Kriyas HaTorah. And the list says Kriyas HaTorah Barabim needs, Kriyas HaTorah always is only with a minyan. So therefore, Rav Asi says Megillah always needs a minyan. Vein karen ba pachas me asara. Yeah.
First of all, it's nice that Rabbeinu Shatz is here.
Yes.
But also, I don't understand the logic of this because the list lists karen ba Torah.
Right.
Clearly, that's Torah B'diuk, not Torah, okay. Not all of Tanakh, okay. Because then it goes on to say Maftir and Benavi.
Benavi, okay.
And it says nothing about reading from a Megillah or from Ksuvim.
Uh-huh.
So,
right.
How is this Araya?
Right. Well, according to, but at least according to the way this Rishon Rabbeinu Shatz, I'm not sure who that is, he understood it that way. He understood. So I'm just saying, okay. You know, you can argue with him. But there is the Rishon understanding of Kriyas Purim. He says it's the Bechal Torah V'Navihu. It's subsumed. Right. Oh, so that's the next
you
source.
You said the same thing for Kohelas.
No, I understand. But the language, so the language of the Mishnah doesn't seem to support that. That's all I'm saying. Because if Torah was a general category that includes Ksuvim, then why would you just give Maftir and Navi separately?
Look at the Ron carefully. Chal Torah
Vinavi. Right.
He lumps it together. Torah Vinavi.
But that's not what the Mishnah says.
Which is not mentioning Ksuvim.
Which Ksuvim sort of.
Okay, but.
Different.
Or he says, so it's Tanakh. They mean Torah and Ksuvim. And Ksuvim. So it's. Okay.
Yeah. He's nervous about it.
Right.
The only Sfarim that we read in public.
Right.
Is the Megillah.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing else that's said.
Right. So the next, again, these are the next two points the Rav brings down. Again, you can find it in his Sefer HaRei Kedem. So it's not, I mean, they're not foolproof, but he's just, again, the Brisker Rav wanted to say that our Kriya in Megillah is separate than just a Kriya of Tanakh. It's not, you know, it's different. So he just wanted to, the Rav says, no, I'll show you some sources where Megillah's Esther is just brought in, just like all the other, you know, Ksuvim. You know, it's not different. It's not a different type of reading. It's the same type of reading, but you know that we have Ksuvim. It's a reading of Ksuvim Betzibor, and that's what he quotes in Maseches Sofer in Perek Yudalid in Berus and Shir Shirim Kohas of Eichu Megillas Esther, and he says you have to make a bracha. Tzorch levarach v'loma al mikra Megillah. So there, you see that the reading of Megillas Esther is the same as the reading of any Ksuvim Berabim, and it needs the bracha of Al Mikra Megillah. But again, it's not really a proof, but it's just a flavor of showing you how this type of reading is like any other reading of a Ksuvim Betzibor.
Except that it's the only one that needs.
According to the Brisker Rav, all Kisvei HaKodesh, we need those. We're not meaning clap, but we need Ashuras and no, not Makiv. Now, we'll see. He wanted to say that all Kisvei HaKodesh needed those things, we'll argue on it, but where it's only Megillas Esther, which you thought was something lower. Then you needed Xeris Akasiv. But all other Sifrei Tanakh, he said it. He said in Source 2. V'hua din ha'nema al-ko kisvei ha-kodesh. Shenin nechdom rak al-sefer v'jo. So that's, you know, that was what the Brisker Rav's opinion. Okay, we're gonna argue. We're gonna show all his points. We're gonna argue.
I don't understand the writer from Maseches Sofer either.
Okay,
because you bring the Maseches Sofer to say that Esther is just as strong as all the other Megillahs.
Right.
But by the same token, you could say that it's a proof that all the other Megillahs are just as weak as Esther.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That the reading is nothing to do with reading Tanakh.
What is meant exactly by reading Kisvei HaKodesh. What's the nafkamina? I don't get that either, but I'm holding off on that.
Okay.
But whatever it is, this is still leaving them all potentially in a category that's a notch down from
reading Torah.
From reading Torah.
Okay. Let's look at his next raya. Was again, it's not a raya, but just a flavor that he said that we know that when Purim falls out on Shabbos, so the Bavli says the reason why we don't read Megillah is because of Xayir the Rabbah that Yeshema Yavero Dal Aramis Shusarabim, but the Yerushalmi brings a different reason why we don't read Megillah on Shabbos. Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov, okay, he says v'shav, why? What would I underline? She'ain korin b'kisvei hakodesh ela min ha-mincha v'malan. The Chachamim will go there that they said, oh, ksuvim are good stories, okay? And people are going to get engrossed in reading Halavai, right? That's what they're reading on Shabbos. They're going to be reading their the ksuvim, and they're not going to want to break away to hear the halachashir. I think that's, if I remember correctly. So therefore, they will go there that we, that during the main part of the day, they don't want you to read from Ksuvim because they wanted you to go and to the halacha shir. So you get the sense that Megillah, and the reason why Megillah and it's getting postponed, it's just part of all of other Ksuvim, but not something separate. A different type of Kriya, which is how the Brisker Rav wanted to view Kriya Samagila. What would the Rav do with all the Rayas of the Brisker Rav? If the Rav wants to say that really Megillah is a Kriya Satorah B'tzibur, and not just this Kriya of Persume Nisa, which can take on a low form of with not all the requirements of Kisrei HaKodesh. So let's say the first proof that we had was that why do you need the Gzeis HaKasav of Ksiva Ksiva if all other Kisrei HaKodesh are already included from all of the Kisrei HaKodesh already need Klaf and Dio from the pasuk of from Yirmiyahu when Berachman there writes it down writes the Megillah Seicha. So let me say it one more time. If all the other ones need, we know already the halacha, they all need Seif and Dio. So why do you need a separate Gzei Sakasav? So source 19 answers that it's not true that Kol Kisrei HaKodesh Ru'in Lichto B'Shar Minei Tzvayim, like Yossi wanted to say. That really lach is that maybe all other, if you wanted to argue on the Brisker Rav, all other Kisrei HaKodesh don't all Kisrei HaKodesh, I'm sorry, don't need Dio. It can be written in other inks, and the only ones that need to be written in inks is Chutz Misefer Torah Megillas Esther. Those are the ones. So you needed the Gzeiras HaKasav of Ksiva Ksiva to tell you that Megillah does need Dio. But if it was just comparable to all other Sifrei Kodesh, it wouldn't need Dio. Source 20, and this is coming from Rav Sternbach Sefer Moedim Luzmanim, Chelek Bet Simen Kuf Ayin Chet. He goes through and some other points of the Brisker Rav and says they're not so mokrach. What about Ibud Lashma? Didn't we say that all Kisrei HaKodesh needs Ibud Lashma? So what's different about Megillas Esther? So the Brisker Rav wants it because Megillas Esther is on a lower level. It's not Kisrei HaKodesh. But no. So he answers in source 20. B'chei Masher Raman Posek she'ein tzorach Ibud Lashma haynu mivnei she'din Lashma rak b'kedusha Sefer Torah Tefillin. Only Sefer Torah Tefillin needs Ibud Lashma. However. But below Sifrei Nevi'im, but a regular Sifrei Navi, which is Megillah, is nothing different than anything. But it's like all other Sifrei Nevi'im that don't need Ibud Lishma. So again, the Rav would say you still have to read Kisrei HaKodesh, but these Kisrei HaKodesh don't need Ibud Lishma because it's not, and it wouldn't normally have to be written B'dio, except for the fact that it says Ksiva Ksiva. What about the that it's not Matame Sedaim, it doesn't have. What about the whole Shmuel? Shmuel who said, look, Shmuel said two statements. It's not part of Kisrei HaKodesh, and however, you still have the mitzvah to read, even though it's not part of Kisrei HaKodesh. So he would say, that's Shmuel. Okay, but we argue on Shmuel, and we don't just argue on one part of Shmuel that says that it's not part of Kisrei HaKodesh. We argue on both statements of Shmuel that say it's not only is part of Kisrei HaKodesh, but the mitzvah to read Purim night is to read it with a full Kedushas Kisrei HaKodesh, a Kriya of Torah Barabim, B'tzibor. Let me see, what was the next one? What about historically? So he says, okay, historically, you're right. When Mordechai, those few years, were writing it before it was canonized. But once it was canonized, then the halacha was that you have to read it a full with the full Kisrei HaKodesh, not this sub category that the Brisco Rav wanted to say. Aval yesh lomar de la'achish niskadis b'kedushas kisvei ha'kodesh ein hechshera ela b'kedusha. And the last thing we could say was the second to last thing would be, what about the vav and the columns? Why didn't the Rambam write it down? Well, the Rambam didn't write down in the Hilchos Mezuzah, you know, all of, you know, the Pasha Shema. He knows that you're copying it from, you know, a Sefer Torah, so you copy it from the previous Sefer Torah and you copy those halachos. But it's not that you need, he didn't have to tell you those things. What about Ashuris, which for to be Metame Yadayim, right? So it would have to be, so how can a Frenchman read the French Megillah? So even the Brisker Rav in source 21 brings down, and he says that it's as a Tzurich Ian, that there is a Shita of the Ravid that even this full Kedusha of Kisvei HaKodesh, even if it's not written in Ashura. So that would be one point. And Rav Benish pointed out that no, the Ramban on Megillah Daf Yud Zayin wanted to say that when did we say that a Frenchman can read in French? That is only a Bidi'eved case. That's not lechatchila. It's and if he knew Hebrew, he couldn't read it in French. So the Chacham said it's the case of a Frenchman who doesn't know how to read Hebrew. Okay, it's you know, it's bidi'eved. So we'll allow him to read it. You know, at least get something, get some pirshut minisir out of it. At least let him read it in French. But koshi hitiru lulu zahinu she'en yodin ashurus. It's only a Frenchman, a foreign language, when he doesn't understand Hebrew. And bekoshi hitiru. So they said bidi'eved, we're allowed him to read it. You know, but lechatchila you have to on Purim night read a sefer which has b'ashuris, which has full kedushas of Tanakh. Let me just finish by two other points of by using the Rav's idea. So Rav Benish pointed out that by using the Rav's idea, you can understand how the Beis Yosef and the Or Cheshayim understood a Yerushalmi in source 25. So let's go back first to source 23. So in source 23. It talks about, this is the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Bet, and talks about the Bruch of Haraves Rivenu that we say after the Megillah. So, but the Ramah brings down Ve'ein Levach Achrel El B'Tzibor, that you should only say this Bracha, that you need a Tzibor in order to read this Bracha. And the Ber Halacha brings down the Beis Yosef and the Or Cheshayim Kasav Kain B'Shem Yerushalmi. They say, what's the source of this halacha that Haraves Rivenu is said afterwards that only if you have a tzibur? It's from a Yerushalmi. However, the Gross says he doesn't understand, because Yerushalmi is not talking about Megillah at all, and there's no proof from the Yerushalmi. HaGross Yerushalmi Gamkein Ein Raya Delokai Ela Berchas HaTorah. The Yerushalmi, as we shall see, is talking about a case of making a bracha achrona, a bracha after Kriyas HaTorah. It's not talking about making a bracha after Megillah. So the whole question was, how did the Beis Yosef and the Or Cheshayim learn this Yerushalmi as a proof that you can say, you only say Haraves Rivenu when you have a minion, when the Gemara of Yerushalmi is not talking about Megillah at all, it's talking about Kriyas HaTorah. Because if you look in Yerushalmi, it talks about the bracha of Kishem Hashem Ekra Havagod Elokeinu is the source that you need a Berchas HaTorah before you learn. And there's another bracha, there's maybe only two brachas, Doraisa, he wants to say from benching, would be the second one would be Vachalta V'Savatu, that's for sure, Vachalta V'Savatu V'Rachta, which is afterward, after you eat food. And they learn Minayin Litein Et HaOmer B'Zeh B'Zeh Et HaOmer B'Zeh B'Zeh. And the Rishami takes the bracha Rishona from one and puts it onto the other, and bracha Achona from one puts it on the other, and then it says the following statement, last line. I'm Rav Shmuel Bar Vudma, Landu Berchas HaTorah and Berchas HaMazon Ela L'Rabim. What we learn from Berchas HaMazon onto Berchas HaTorah was just like benching. Right, you can bench afterwards. So too, when you Berchas HaTorah, when you learn, you should make a bracha after you learn. That's only said Ella L'Rabim, which is what we do when we learn at home. So we make a bracha before, but we don't make a bracha after we learn at home. But if we take out a Sefer Torah and do a Kriya B'Rabim, so we make a bracha even after before, but also a bracha after we lay. And that was all he was saying. So how do you learn from that halacha that you make a bracha after you lay? How is that a proof that you make a bracha of Rav Avivenu only when you have a minyan. How did the Beis Yosef learn and the Or Chaim learn that Yerushalmi to bring that proof? So Rav Benar says they must have understood the reading of Megillas Esther like the Rav understood Megillas Esther. If the Rav understands Megillas Esther as a Kriyas HaTorah Barabim, then you understand. You're doing a Kriyas HaTorah Barabim, which is Mechayev, according to this Yerushalmi, a bracha afterwards. The bracha after is a Rav Es Rivenu. So a Rav Es Rivenu, according to this understanding, is not a Berchas, you know, Hodah on Persumenisa. They understood the bracha of Rav Es Rivenu as a bracha that is required after a Kriyas HaTorah Berabim. And if you understood that the same way, you can maybe understand the last source with a Piskei Tshuva in Siman Tov Reish Tadi Bet brings down a machlokas. What about women after, if they had a minyan there's 10 women there, should they make the bracha HaRav Es Rivenu? So the machlokas. So Tzvi Pesach Frank and many others say sure. It's Persumei Nisa. Women can be included in this. You know, for Persumei Nisa, you have 10 women. So Asara Nashim Michal Zevach Achreya. However, Halichas Bas Yisrael says even if you have 10 women, she'enam avarchos. They shouldn't make the bracha HaRav Es Rivenu. How could you understand that? So if it was just Persumei Nisa, Rav Es Rivenu, sure. But if you understood maybe, like the Rav, that it's a Kriyas HaTorah Barabim, and then HaRav Es Rivenu, it becomes a bracha after the Kriyas HaTorah, so then you can understand that women who are not Mechuyev in Kriyas HaTorah and in Limud HaTorah, then that not mitzvah, they would not make that bracha after the Megillah. So that's how you would explain that Shita of Halichas Bas Yisrael. We finished a little early this time. So just a minute review. We saw that there was a machlokas between the Brisker Rav and the Rav as to the nature of the mitzvah mikros Megillah. Exactly meaning, are you reading Tanakh? And that was as a Kriya B'tzibur, and that was the Rav Soloveitchik's, the Rav's point. While the Brisker Rav, because he had all these ideas of that it didn't, why do you need a special Gzeiros HaKasev, and why maybe you don't need Ibud Lashma, and why didn't the Rambam bring down these columns, and why what about it, how can you read it in French if you need Kisrei HaKodesh needs Ashuris? So we had all these, so it was all based on the Brisker Rav, on his understanding of Shmuel, who Shmuel said that it's not Kisrei HaKodesh, but you still just have to, you know, write it down so it's not Baal Peh. And then he said historically that was the case of the Jews after Mordechai, before it was canonized. And then we were docha all those rayas of the Brisker Rav by saying that no, that it's Kisrei HaKodesh doesn't need Dio, and there's nothing special of only Sefer Torah needs Dio, and Esther now needs it because of the Gzeiros, and that's why Esther needed the Gzeiros HaKasev. Kisrei HaKodesh doesn't need Ibud Lishma, and we explained that when it came to Shmuel, we don't passing like Shmuel. Once we canonized Esther, so it became, we argued on the second statement of Shmuel 2, and the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah became a mitzvah of to read Kisrei HaKodesh, you know, of Torah B'tzibur. And then we saw that's how we can explain maybe the bracha of HaRav Es Rivenu. Maybe that's what the Yerushalmi was referring to.
All right. Sure. Yeah.